I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. If you think you're seeing spots these days, maybe you are. Sunspots. There's been a big spate of them lately. Last week, astronomers recorded what was the second biggest geomagnetic incident ever seen. Here to fill us all in is Ira Flatto. He's host of NPR Science Friday and a regular guest here on Thursdays. Hi, Ira.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Well, I'm okay. Getting ready.
Are you seeing spots?
Well, no. I'm waiting to see turkey spots pretty soon. Spots on my shirt. Grease spots. No. So these geomagnetic events, I guess that's the official word for sunspots and solar flares. What are they, actually?
Well, these are actually periodic things that go on in the sun, and they happen in a cycle that goes on once every 11 years. And they are periods of where you have an increased magnetic action in the sun in terms of solar sunspots and then flares and ejected material. And you remember a few weeks ago this was happening, and we were all wondering, you know, whether we were going to see blackouts and then brownouts and the airline flights would have to be canceled, and it went away.
Yeah.
They're back because the sun didn't really stop having its activity, but the sunspots just rotated out of our sight. The sun rotates once every 27 days.
They didn't really go away.
No. They're turning around toward us like like a searchlight.
Yeah.
And we may see some more of these flares and ejections happening this week. In fact, right before the sun did its little turn last time on November 4th, some of the scientists were calling it the largest solar flare ever recorded.
So these things are actually very common. They run in these 11-year cycles?
They run in 11-year cycles, and there was something very interesting about this that was discovered by one of the satellites, the Ulysses satellite that actually orbits in a polar manner around the sun. They thought over the years that these cycles occurred because the magnetic poles on the sun switch. They exchange places with one another. You know, that happens like once every million years or 100,000 years or so here on Earth.
Yeah.
It happens once every 11 years on the sun. And on the way to the switch, they disappear at the poles and they pop up at the equator. And this is when you have some of this activity with the sunspots happening, and they start shining out and rotating around like a beacon.
So should we really be worried that our computers are going to stop functioning, or maybe we can't get GPS positions anymore, or something is going to go haywire because of this?
Well, we don't know. You know, it depends on the alignment of the ejected, the high-energy ions that come toward us. If they're aligned with the magnetic field of the Earth like they were the last time, they were aligned like pole to pole, like north to north. But if they align opposites, you know, opposite poles attract, and so they may be sucked in, and then we may have a problem. But we won't know until these things really start flaring out what the alignment is.
You know, Ira, this is a very big travel season, and we have these sunspots now, and they produce radiation. And every now and then I read an article about radiation on an airplane. You're more exposed to it. Is that anything for people to think about?
Yes, it is. There were flights that last time, the flights that go to Europe and to Scandinavia where you fly over the North Pole, some of those flights were canceled last time in anticipation of those sunspot activity, the flare and eject activity. We'll be watching these again, and we may have to cancel some more airplane flights because you can get the equivalent of a couple of chest x-rays if these things really flare up very high. Other satellites, one of the European satellites got knocked out last time, and we might have to watch again to see if any of the power companies who, you know, put out the power in the power lines. Power lines are great conductors of this electricity that comes through the electromagnetic radiation.
Ira, a good caution to be aware of. Thanks very much. Ira Flatto, host of NPR Science Friday.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.